Bob FM. Order.
Well, I'm ordered.
Clear this courtroom if you don't behave. This courtroom is the host and the site of the Bob Almanac. Brought to you by... Where's my sponsor? It's gone. You might have to read it. Somebody tore the sponsor card off.
Yeah, I don't have it over here either.
Did they drop?
Maybe. I don't know.
Let me see.
Is it on the log?
It must not have liked something that I said. No, it's not. Well... It was
good. Short-lived.
It was good while it lasted.
It was
We appreciate them. And maybe, you know what happened is we probably brought in too much business for them.
That could have been.
That's usually what happens when anybody's associated with the Bob Almanac.
Right.
Is we just bring in way too much business and they got to pull the plug. They got to cut the cord.
Sad but true.
All right. It is today, Monday, April 15th, tax day, the 105th day of the year. There are 260 days until the end of the year. 1850, City of San Francisco incorporated on this date, Neil. Mm. They needed somewhere to make and sell Rice-A-Roni.
Yes.
1850. How about 1865? This is the date that President Abraham Lincoln died.
Hours
after being shot by John Wilkes Booth.
This was yesterday.
Right. This wasn't the date he was shot. He was shot yesterday in history. April 14th, he died. The bullet was lodged. Now, modern medicine probably would have been able to save him like they saved President Reagan.
Right.
Despite the fact that Frank Reynolds was stunned that he was hit. Remember that? ABC News coverage.
Right. Abe was only 56. He looked about 76.
Yes. The pictures did not do him, any pictures or portraits really did not do him any favors.
Well, the Civil War aged him, well, that,
wouldn't it? It would age you, too. If you're president of a country and they're battling two sides going at it, that would age you in a hurry.
Yes, it would.
Andrew Johnson became our president in 1865. General Electric Company incorporated on this day. We know him as GE.
Yes.
We bring good things to live in. We bring good things to life.
And they have been bringing good things to life since 1892. I remember I got a General Electric boombox. It wasn't the brand I was hoping for. I was hoping for a Panasonic, maybe a Sanyo. Mm-hmm. But I got a General Electric boombox. Radio. It got the job done.
Yeah.
Don't sell GE short.
No, I've had many of their products over the years.
They make jet engines.
Well, there you go.
So this was the date that Abe Lincoln died. It's also the date that the Titanic finally sank. It also hit a iceberg, but it was like the day before.
Right.
And it sat there for a while, and eventually it got chopped in two and went to the bottom of the Atlantic. More than 1,500 people were killed.
Jeez.
And it was its maiden voyage.
It was like 4 days after it set sail, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. We go, well, gosh, we shouldn't build any big more. We shouldn't build any more big ships because look what happens. But they did.
Yeah.
They went and built many more. In fact, isn't there... There's a sister ship, the Olympic, that actually, I think, served in World War I.
Huh.
The Olympic. There was the Titanic, and then there was the Olympic. Okay. The Olympic, I believe, was the Titanic's sister ship.
Okay.
It might have been a brother ship. I don't know. You got to look under the bow.
Right.
So, 1947, this was also a big day. Jackie Robinson of the Brooklyn Dodgers broke the baseball color barrier.
Look at all the stuff that
happened.
So,
that was very significant. 1947, obviously. 1955, Ray Kroc opened the first McDonald's restaurant. Now, this is a little bit of a misnomer. There were several McDonald's in California. Have you ever seen the movie The Founder with Michael Keaton as Ray Kroc? So there were the McDonald brothers. Ray Kroc came in and wanted them to franchise. He kind of bought the franchise rights of McDonald's, and he went and franchised it in Des Plaines, Illinois on this date. But there are already several already in California. So technically,
they didn't want to go as big as he wanted to go.
No, they did not. They did not. But he did, and well... The rest is history, right?
Yeah, it worked out.
That first franchised McDonald's on this date, Des Plaines, Illinois, the hamburgers were 15 cents, fries were 10 cents. Ray Kroc was a multi-mixer salesman.
Yes,
malt mixer salesman. That's what he started out, and he saw these guys doing their thing out in California and took it to the next level.
A
level after that. Yeah. 1976 at Yankee Stadium this date.
In right field, Dan Ford. At first base, Rod Carew.
So it was this date, 1976.
Larry Heisel.
Disco Dan Ford and the rest of the Twins being announced. The Yankees reopened Yankee Stadium on this date. Refurbished Yankee Stadium. They kind of gutted the inside and changed it from its original configuration. That was this date in 76. That was the great Bob Shepard.
Doing the,
doing the PA. In 82, Billy Joel was in the news.
I had to go to a hospital in New York. I got surgery on both hands. And there was a big thing in the press. Will he ever play again? I was worried about that at all. I play rock and roll. I'm not Vladimir Horowitz. I was never that good to begin with. So I wasn't worried about would I be able to play again. Sure, you can play with your elbows if you have to.
That's Billy Joel talking about his motorcycle accident, which happened on this date in 82. Where he severely injured his hands, especially one of them, and he had to undergo therapy. Yeah. And he, if he needed to, he could have played the piano with the elbows.
Yeah, and he did come back and play.
He is a motorcycle enthusiast. That was Long Island, 1992 in the news.
I am not going to jail. I've done nothing wrong. I have done nothing wrong. I'm innocent. My only crime is that I'm Leona Helmsley.
Oh, yes, you are going to jail. Leona Helmsley entered prison to serve a four-year sentence for tax evasion. Only the little people pay taxes.
Yeah.
That must be you and I.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what she said, 1992. Yeah. 1993.
Minnesota's loss is definitely a gain for Dallas, and a big one. We will still remember you as the Minnesota North Stars.
It was the last game ever for the Minnesota North Stars in Detroit. They lost to the Detroit Red Wings at Joe Louis Arena, 5-3. It was not a good end. The North Stars were very much in the playoff hunt, but they finished the season 3-11-1 in their last, 15 games.
After we became aware that they were moving.
It was announced in like mid-March that
what year was that again?
1993.
Yeah.
Are you still a Norm Green sucks guy?
I'm not a big fan of Norm.
No. It wasn't all his fault, though.
Okay.
This community was not supporting that North Stars team.
They weren't.
They were not. The attendance, the year they went to the Stanley Cup, the attendance average was 7,000-something.
Not even half the building.
And their season ticket base was 6,000-something that last year. And it's funny to think, and I've talked to Lou Nanny about this, all it would have taken would have been $15 million worth of improvements at Met Stadium and allowing Norm Green to build a little mall, little strip mall or some shops around Met Center.
And we wouldn't
And they would have stayed, but the Metropolitan Sports Facilities Commission wouldn't do it. They wouldn't allow it. But at the same time, if the North Stars don't move, we don't get XL Energy Center, we don't get the Wild, and we don't kind of get woke up.
Yeah, right.
We kind of woke up. The Timberwolves would have moved. If the North Stars would have stayed, the Timberwolves would have moved because they were having troubles.
Yep.
By the time the North Stars lost, the Timberwolves, Minneapolis said, we got to take over Target Center. We don't want to lose another team.
Right. So. And now we have premium buildings and facilities for all of our sports teams.
Think of the hundreds of millions of dollars that have been spent.
Oh, my gosh.
Over $1 billion on stadiums here. Most of it, a lot of it public money, most of it, I guess.
Yeah.
And like $15 million back in 1993 would have kept the North Stars from moving.
Maybe Norm doesn't suck as much as we thought.
But, of course, he also had that sexual harassment lawsuit.
Oops.
And people claim that was the number one reason. Lou says no. He says it was the business side. Because Norm was a businessman and wasn't making money. But there are other people. Pat Forcia said this, too, I think, in a deposition, that it was because of the personal issues. And his wife wanted to get out of Dodge.
Yeah.
So that was 1993. People are still bitter about that. Still bitter.
Yeah.
We've got a pretty good team, franchise, and operation, organization, and arena out of it.
We do.
1999, Tammy Wynette's body exhumed in an attempt to settle a dispute over how she had died. It was very controversial. She died and didn't get an autopsy, went right to the funeral home for embalming from her house when she died.
Yeah.
That was weird.
That was weird.
And then it was this date. We go back 6 years.
Look, we're interrupting your program because there have been two explosions today at the Boston Marathon. Two explosions near the finish line just a short while ago. You see the scene right there. Explosions right by the finish line. The winners had passed several hours before.
It's Patriots Day again today. It's Boston Marathon again today. And it was this date, 2013, that we had the Boston Marathon bombing. We had those two brothers from Chechnya.
Yes.
One of them was shot and killed. The other one's on death row. That was this date, 2013.
A lot of crazy things on this day. Now you're knocking on my door. I hear you knocking.
Dave Edmonds. His hearing is just fine, but he's too lazy to get up and open the door.
Right.
He's 65 today. Here's Sonny from Greece.
I just ain't gonna take any of a crap. That's all. I don't take no crap from nobody.
Sonny?
Oh, hello, ma'am.
Aren't you supposed to be in homeroom right now?
I was just going for a walk.
You were just dawdling, weren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
That is no way to start a new semester, Mr. Lattiere.
Lattiere. No dawdling. Please. That's Michael Tucci. Sonny from Greece. He's 73 today.
Mm-hmm. Are we done already?
No, we're not.
Oh, okay.
No, we're not. We're having computer issues. Stand by for news. Now, let's move on. Chris Stapleton is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday to Chris Stapleton. Do you know him?
Yeah, we do.
It's Tennessee whiskey.
He's good.
Now, the thing about him, you know, they talk about him kind of bringing back traditional country. I would argue that he's not as much traditional country as he's really bluesy.
He is bluesy.
And is a big contrast to the new stuff.
Yes.
That's where he really stands out. And Chris Stapleton, do you know he's 41 today?
I did not.
Okay, 41 for him. Here's the one that we missed.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Hey, think the fly thing. I gotta have time to recopy it. You realize what would happen if I hand in my homework in your handwriting? I'll get kicked out of school. You wouldn't want that to happen, would you?
No.
Get out of my car, old man.
Yeah,
come on, Biff. He used the term butthead a lot. Biff.
Yes.
Biff. What was his name? Biff, I can't remember his last name now. Mad Dog Hannon. Bohannon. Thomas F. Wilson. He was Biff from
really good
Back to the Future. He was very good in that. He's 60 today. Seth Rogen's on our list today also. Happy birthday for Seth Rogen.
Okay, so we have an African Jew wearing a hoodie.
No, you don't. No, that's not what I said. Is that what you heard me say? I said he looked like you. Do you look like an African Jew?
No, I look like a cop.
Seth Rogen, 37. Emma Watson from the Harry Potter movies.
Harry, no way. You heard what Madam Hooch said. Besides, you don't even know how to fly. What an idiot.
She was the girl in the Harry Potter film.
Hermione, what was her name?
Hermione. It's something Hermione or something like that. Yes. I wasn't big Harry Potter.
Hermione, I think.
It's pretty close. You knew, you would know.
Yeah,
I've seen all of them, haven't you?
A couple of them.
Though. Emma Watson is 29, and in honor of the big Game of Thrones thing going on.
Yeah. All the best swords have names, you know.
Biff Tannen, by the
Sounds
way.
Sounds like a complete person needles.
Tannen.
Arya Stark. That's the character that Maisie Williams plays. Game of Thrones, it's huge. I'm on season 1, episode 5. We're going into episode 6. We're a little bit behind.
A little bit behind.
We'll eventually catch up.
Yep.
But the big final season opened last night. I guess 1 billion people were expected to watch.
Wow.
Around the world.
How old was Maisie?
22.
22. Gone but not forgotten, Leonardo da Vinci. I don't have any of his works in my home, but he did fine work. And 1452 for Leonardo. What about Dr. Seuss narrator Hans Conry?
In exactly 5 minutes, do right. My men, the furs and I, will be safely across the border. You too will be crossing the border at a much higher altitude.
He was also the voice of Snidely Whiplash on Dudley Do Right.
And there he was right there.
Hans Conry, 1917. Elizabeth Montgomery, she was Samantha on Bewitched.
You know, there are times when being a witch can be very satisfying.
Well, don't get carried away. I meant it when I said no more spell.
I promise.
Under any circumstances?
Well.
I love when she's near. Well.
She was great and attractive. Elizabeth Montgomery was born on this day, 1933. Country Music Hall of Famer Roy Clark.
Jerry! Boy, you look like you need a haircut, man. Have you tried Archie's Barbershop yet?
Yes, matter of fact, I had. I was over this afternoon, but his hands was dirty. I just wouldn't let him cut my hair.
Dirty hands? How disgraceful, Archie. Who ever heard of a barber with dirty hands?
Well, it wasn't my fault. It just so happened at that particular time nobody had asked for a shampoo.
They were picking and grinning.
in. Oh, the comedy only you find on Hee Haw. Roy Clark was one of the ringleaders, 1933, for the super talented Roy Clark. Dodi Fayed, he was hanging with Princess Diana when they were killed in that car crash. He was born on this day, 1955, and he was Bill Cosby's son. Wasn't he murdered? I think he was shot, or celebrity son, Ennis Cosby.
Wasn't like a side of the road?
Yeah. Was born on this day, 1969. They're all gone, but not forgotten. Lonely women. Oh, we missed one?
Your staff missed Ned Miller last week, and now Bob Lumen today.
They're all at the mercy.
That's a shame.
Looking smooth, talking man.
Bob Lumen.
I can't allow that.
Do what you do, do well. Did he do that one, too? That might have been Ned Miller. 1937, Bob Lumen.
Gone, but not forgotten.
Here is our Summer Song of the Day, Ultimate Summer Six Pack Summer Song of the Day. When you hear it, be caller six. Win the box of no-name stakes, and then be entered in the Friday drawing for all those tickets to six of the biggest music events.
Pretty cool.
Today's song, When the Sun Goes Down, Kenny Chesney featuring the work of Uncle Cracker.
Yeah.
Listen before noon today. Sometime between now and noon, when the sun goes down, you hear it. Be a winner here on Bob FM. Would you like to start your Bob-a-thon with George Strait, Heartland? She Got the Gold Mine, I Got the Shaft. Jerry Reed just featured on the Hee Haw clip. Or Ricky Skaggs, Heart Broke.
I gotta go, Jerry Reed.
Here it is.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD.